From Economics Matters by Lawrence Kotlikoff. Use Maxi Fi Planner to produce an actual retirement smile, not a bad guess or a grimace. I'll immediately make it a free lifetime subscription. Paid subscriptions come with a 1-hour free financial consultation with me. Email me a time at email redacted. Teaching financial literacy / economics in high school, college, or grad school. Contact me at email redacted for free Maxi Fi licenses for your students and a PRO license for you. David Blanchett is Prudential's head of retirement research. He's a widely respected retirement planning guru and a past guest on Economics Matters. In 2014, David coined the term retirement smile in an article published in the Journal of Financial Planning. Go-go years refer to your early retirement when you want to travel abroad, eat in fancy restaurants, hire a private trainer, party in Vegas, ski at Aspen, golf at the best courses, shop till you drop, etc. Slow go years are mid-retirement when you're sick and tired of getting sick and tired on CR. U.S. ships can't stomach the mounds of salt they call food at high-priced restaurants and are routinely hitting the ball into the rough. Retirement smile references arranging your retirement spending to spend more during your go-go years, spend less during your go-slow years, and spend more during your no-go years. No-go years are no fun years. It's when you can't make it up the stairs, let alone fly to Bali, your best friend is your GP, and your out-of-pocket medical bills are giving your ulcer an ulcer. Not every retiree wants to build a spending smile, but those who do need help to ensure they don't end up with a frown. Take single, childless, 60-year-old Carol, who lives in D.C. Carol loves her $2,000 a month rental apartment, which she plans to occupy for the rest of her days. She expects her rent to stay even with inflation. Carol retired last year after a great career. Her $40,000 salary at age 20 increased annually at 3%. Unfortunately, her company didn't have a retirement plan, but Carol socked away $1 million in regular assets. She intends to take Social Security at 70 to maximize her monthly benefit. Carol read the Bankrate article that named MaxiFi Planner Best Financial Planning Software of 2025. She ran it leaving her maximum age of life setting at its default age 100. Carol sees inflation creeping up. This recent podcast with Kevin Essler shows you how to use Kevin's fab and free software tool tipsletter.com to create your ladder based on MaxiFi's specs. My buddy, Rob Berger, the highly influential financial planning software influencer, has repeatedly suggested that MaxiFi requires households to have a perfectly smooth living standard. She set the program's inflation rate at 3% and her nominal return at 5%. This translates into a 2% real return, which, given prevailing rates, Carol can achieve by buying a tips ladder that funds MaxiFi's calculated annual asset withdrawals. This has never been the case. No worries, Rob. Please look at the living standard index settings at the end of his blog that Carol specified to make her smile. Carol accessed this index by first clicking Settings and Assumptions in MaxiFi's input menu and then clicking on the tab called Living Standard. The index's current year value is always fixed at 100. Carol specified a 1.8% annual decline in the index through age 80. Then she grew the index from its age 80 value of 70 by 1.8% annually. This produced an index value of 100 at age 100. Carol ran MaxiFi with the above specified inputs and voila, out came her discretionary spending retirement smile shown in green bars in the top chart. All figures are in 2026 dollars. Gemini, to which I fed all the data and explained the definition of discretionary spending, calculates Carol's 2026 discretionary spending at $47,150 at age 60, $32,708, $8 at age 80, and $46,845 at age 100. Carol's 2026 discretionary spending is $53,923, declining to $37,746 at age 80 and growing to $53,923 at age 100. Thus, Gemini, into which Google has poured hundreds of billions of dollars, generated a smile that is 13% too low in each of Carol's potential remaining 40 years. To generate Gemini's result in MaxiFi, Carol would need to enter not her $1 million in regular assets, but $818,100. In effect, Gemini is depriving Carol of the use of 18.2% of her assets. What is Gemini getting wrong? That seems like a good question, but it's the wrong question. It suggests that tweaks to AI will magically permit AI to use the wrong algorithms to correctly solve a highly complex, non-linear mathematical problem, a problem that can only be solved with the right algorithms applied in the right order. Nowhere in Gemini's answer does it say, "Here's my best guess." Instead, when I asked Gemini how sure it was of its answer, it replied, partly in bold, "I'm very confident in the mathematical logic of the model. Let me say, I'm very confident from this as well as this, 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 and this." Sue, B-Stack blog that I doesn't have a clue when it comes to providing accurate financial advice. By analogy, the question amounts to asking how to tweak trigonometry to solve a problem whose solution requires calculus. Who knows if it ever will? But, then again, why should Carol care? She can license MaxiFi and get the correct answer in 3 seconds, an answer whose validity she can immediately verify with her eyeballs. In particular, she can view MaxiFi's lifetime budget report and see that her lifetime resources exactly equal her lifetime discretionary spending plus her fixed spending on housing, taxes, and Medicare IRMA premiums. I'm harping on the use of AI for a reason. Don't. It pretends to make proper mathematical calculations when it can't. What it's doing is predicting which algorithms to apply and in what order. But it's drawing on known algorithms when the right algorithms aren't in the public domain. As for just predicting the answer, that is, not trying to calculate it, no one in any of the AI companies has asked me to train their LLMs on MaxiFi's results. Such training would be straightforward based on billions of cases we could easily construct by perturbating observations in the Federal Reserve's Survey of Consumer Finances, observations we could then run through MaxiFi. Let's modify Carol's situation slightly. Suppose she has $1 million in assets, but half are in regular assets and half are in an IRA. Further assume that Carol has decided to start her IRA withdrawals at age 75 when her RMD's required minimum distributions kick in. Here's what happens to Carol's smile. Kind of toothy, eh? What's going on? I didn't change Carol's standard of living index smile values. I simply reduced her regular assets by $500,000. Added a $500,000 IRA, and set her age of smooth IRA withdrawals to age 75. Note to Rob, you can override this no borrowing default, again, under Settings and Assumptions by clicking Other, Setting and specify the interest rate at which you can and wish to borrow. As you can see, Carol's living standard falls through age 70, jumps a bit at age 70 when she starts Social Security, falls through age 75 and then jumps up at 75 when her IRA withdrawals kick in. Carol's decision to delay IRA withdrawals until age 75 makes her cash flow constrained. MaxiFi accommodates desired living standard profiles, but not if doing so puts you in debt. After that, MaxiFi complies with her desired smile by reducing spending through age 80 and increasing it thereafter. Thanks to her cash flow problems, Carol's age discretionary spending profile comprises two half smiles followed by an asymmetric full smile. Can Carol regain her full smile without seeing the dentist? Yes, she can simply tell MaxiFi to start her IRA withdrawals immediately.